Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me introduce you to a new friend. Ed Keller is the CEO of Roper ASW, a global marketing research and consulting firm, and he's also the author, along with John Berry, of a new book called The Influentials. One American in Ten tells the other nine how to vote, where to eat, and what to buy. These people are what Ed and John call the influentials. Ed, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back on the show, or good to have you on the show, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much.
I predict it's going to do well, especially if you will do what you're doing right now, and that's let small business owners know about it, because we need to know, we need to build better instincts into the small business community. If not research, if we can't afford the research, we've at least got to have better instincts about who our customers are and who are influencing our customers. And I think your book will help build those instincts.
Well, I hope so. And we're really happy to be able to make the information that, quite frankly, large corporations tend to pay most of the bills. Market research can be expensive. But what we've now done is to take decades of research right up to the current moment and share it with what we hope will be a wide audience. And I think small business has a lot to learn and a great opportunity if they tap into some of the insights about the influentials and the powerful role that the influentials can play in helping to grow their business.
Tell us what an influential is, and then tell us who they are.
Well, the influentials are a group of people who we identify through our surveys. They're about 10% of the population. That's 20-plus million people altogether. They're located in every community across America. So if you're a small business owner, I will guarantee that there are influentials who are coming into your store or who you're doing business with day in and day out. The way we identify the influentials are through their local activities. These are the people who, when others of us come home at the end of the day and we're just tired and sort of sit ourselves down in front of the TV and just don't have the energy, these are the people who are the ultimate doers in the local community. They go to the school board meetings. They serve on committees in the local church or synagogue. They write letters to the editor. They call radio shows and TV shows. They make their views known, but they're doing something much more than that as well. They have become the main conduits of word of mouth. And word of mouth, we believe, and we show in the book, has become a revolution in our country. Advertising remains important. Reading about things in newspapers and magazines and hearing things on the radio and TV, those are important as they have been for years. But word of mouth is beginning to take off and is now almost twice as important for most people as a source of information. Where do I find out about a new product to buy or a new place to go on vacation, or how do I deal with my teenage daughter? People are turning to trusted sources, and the trusted source today is somebody who they know personally in their local community.
You've actually done the research to show that how people respond to you when you ask them, you know, if you want this certain thing, are you more likely to be influenced by an advertisement or by an influential?
10 and 20 years ago, our research showed that it was pretty much an equal number who said, you know, I get information from an ad, or I get information from something I've read, or I get it from an individual. Since 1992, the number who say I get information from an individual who I know personally has just skyrocketed, and we are able to show in the book that it's the influentials, it's this 1 in 10 who have become the trusted source. And if your listeners think about it, I'm sure that they too will notice time and time again, you know, if I need to know something, I'm going to go ask so-and-so. If they don't know, they'll know how to get the answer. And one of the influentials, we profiled 12 of them in our book, and one of them says to us, you know, people come to me all the time because they know either I'll have the answer, and if I don't have it, I know where to get it. And 9 out of 10 times, they're right.
We used to call them centers of influence.
That would be another perfect name for them. And their power comes from the fact that they're respected. It's not just that I stand up and tell you what to do. That by itself isn't going to do it. But these are the people who know how to get things done. They're committed to change. And they have become the most trusted people. Walter Cronkite used to be the most trusted man in America. Today, the trusted folks are these 1 in 10, the influential.
You know, another trait of an influential, and I'm sure you said this in the book, although I haven't found it yet, because I have not read the whole book, but I've been through quite a bit of it, is they have to be people who have an interest in helping others. Because you can have all kinds of influence and contacts, but if you're unapproachable, then you know, what's that worth to your friends?
It's one of the surprising findings, but an extremely important one and a good lesson for anyone in small business who wants to market to the influentials. It's about a conversation. It's not one way. It's not me telling you what you have to think and never taking a breath to listen to what you have to say. Business today is a conversation. You have to be willing to listen as well as give your opinion.
Here's what you actually say on page 6. This is the bottom line. When Americans make decisions today, it's conversational.
And that's the key. And we do a lot of quantitative research among the influentials, but we do a lot of focus groups with them too. And the people who moderate those focus groups for us say, it's amazing. These are people who will not try to dominate the conversation in the focus group. They're there to learn as much as they're there to give their opinion, and they're very open to new ideas. So if a business person who's listening to your show has a new idea, engage in a dialogue with the influential. Go out to the meetings that are taking place in your local community. Get to meet them through the conversations that take place in the hallways. Invite them in. Ask them what they're thinking about. Ask them how you can do a better job. They'll give you their opinion, and figure that when you're talking to them, you're not just talking to one person. You're talking to 10 people.
Do you also find that the influentials are not just region-centric, that their knowledge and their perspectives are actually probably global?
They're very much global people. They have a great interest in ideas from all around the world, and what they like to do is to take new ideas and then integrate them into their local communities. So one of the people who we identify and we profile in the book is a gentleman named Larry Lee Jr., who is an insurance agent in Florida. He went to New Orleans, started hearing
Ed, hold on to that question, that profile just for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Ed to finish his comment about the insurance agent, and we're going to ask him what's the difference between influencers and the study of demographics. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, you got lots of things you can do, but don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. You've still got time to get the two-part series on negotiating, how to negotiate for success in your small business. Ed Keller is our new friend and our guest this half hour. He's the author of co-author, along with John Barry, of a book called The Influentials. Folks, I really encourage you to seek this book out and because I think this I believe that this will be an important component of the instincts that you develop that I've been talking to you about over a number of years now, about understanding who the people are who walk in your door, who the people are who you want to walk in your door, and when they leave, what do they say about you? And this is an important component of that whole thing, the demographics issue, improving the sophistication of your marketing effort. And, Ed, I want to congratulate you again on your book, and I want you to tell us where the book's available, please.
Book's available in bookstores everywhere. It's in Borders. It's in Barnes & Noble. You can get it through Amazon.com. And if you go into your bookstore and it's not there, please tell them you're interested in the influentials, and they'll order it for you.
What about your own website?
Our website is www.roperasw.com, and we've got the book featured there, and we've got links of how you can get it, through our website.
Can we find out more about your organization there at Roper? Was it RoperASW.com?
RoperASW. Coastcoast.com. Okay. Yes, you'll find out more about the kinds of work that we do, what we do in the area of helping to build customer loyalty and tapping into consumer trends and helping to make your brand a great brand, whether it's a large or a small brand, what you can do to maximize the potential there.
All right, that sounds good. And we're looking forward to having you back on another day and talking to us about some of those things as well. Ed, I had to interrupt you as we had to sell some things there for a couple of minutes. And so I wanted you to get back into you were telling us about an insurance agent that you consider to be an influencer.
Well, what we do in the book, I mean, we've been studying the influentials through quantitative surveys for decades now and right up to the present. But what we tried to do in the book to help readers really connect with these people is we profile 12 of the influentials. And you were asking me whether they kind of have a global view of things, and I was just saying that one of the influentials, Larry Lee Jr., who's an insurance agent down in Florida, he goes out, he's always looking for new things when he travels, and then he brings those ideas back home, and he helps to get them going at the local level. So he went to New Orleans, saw the influence that jazz had in that community, brought it back to his own community, started up a jazz society. This is part of the way that ideas are filtering through our society these days, and it's both a localism, but it's also a globalism and trying to meld the best of both.
The people that I see as who are influentials, I consider them to be they're people that I know, and I call them forces. I say that they're a force. If you're trying to quickly identify an influencer, see if that description fits them. And I'm sure you know plenty of people like that.
Exactly. And they're a force. They're also bellwether people in our society. One of the things that we talk about and illustrate in the book, the things that the influentials are getting on board with today are going to be mainstream trends and new product successes in the next 3 to 5 years. That's how far ahead of the curve they are. So if you can be talking to the influentials today and engaging in a dialogue with them, to learn where they're going to be moving and where they're taking us, your business has a tremendous leg up. You can be doing those things today and be ahead of the curve rather than trying to catch up 3 to 5 years from now.
20 years ago in Megatrends, John Naisbitt was telling us that there were 5 states that were bellwethers. And so 20 years later, Ed, you guys are telling us that there are people all around us who are bellwethers. We don't have to just look to California and Florida and Connecticut and Delaware. We can actually look to our neighbors to find the bellwether.
Exactly. But there's a lot of commonality, actually, between what we're identifying and what John Naisbitt identified. His method for his book was reading local newspapers, because what he was saying 20 years ago was what's happening at the local level is affecting the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We're tapping into that very same idea, and we're doing it through interviews with people at the local level who are really making a difference, the influentials. And it's a great source of competitive advantage for the small business owner if you realize that it's not just advertising anymore, it's word of mouth. And if you can have a dialogue with the influential who walks into your store or who calls your complaint line, influentials disproportionately call complaint lines. Don't think of those people as nuisances.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what's bugging them. Figure out what you can do to turn them around, and they'll tell everybody what a great job you've done in terms of being responsive to a customer, and they'll become an ally.
Their complaint could become an opportunity.
Their complaint, if you can turn it around and you don't just blow it off, it can absolutely become an opportunity, and they'll start singing your praises for your responsiveness.
I've only got about 30 seconds. Reconcile the study of demographics with the influentials.
Demography does not equal influence. We've got influentials who are men and women. We've got them in every place around the country. They're more educated, but mostly it's an attitude that says, I can make a difference. I get involved, it matters. And what you've got to do is understand how to tap into that attitude of what matters and make your product a part of what matters to them.
So many more questions that I have for you. One question I have that we won't be able to get into is, are influentials born, not made? Will you come back and answer that question next time you're with us?
I look forward to it.
Ed Keller, ladies and gentlemen, he and John Berry wrote the book Influentials. Ed, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Good luck with your book. And books available wherever books are sold, folks. So check it out. It's a brand new book. 29 After. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Skip Miller. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.